Hey everyone, welcome to episode 66 of Sits and Giggles. I am your host Casey, and I am joined by Krista. How you doing, Krista?
Well, Casey, I am fantastic, and you know why?
It's because our favorite soccer team won today.
Yes, the Wolves are moving on to the quarterfinals of Europa League. This is hype.
This is exciting for me because I'm a new soccer fan.
It is. I'm very pumped. Very happy.
Me too. Me too. It was a good game. I have a new Wolves shirt. I got a Raul Jimenez shirt, and I wore it today. I was very excited for that.
Glad you broke it in with a win. That would have sucked if it was a loss, and on such a crucial game too. Oof.
I would never be able to wear it again, at least not on a game day.
I apparently chose quite well with my Rui Patricio jersey today, considering he was just outstanding.
He was. That jersey gave us good vibes. So we have to wear these. When's the next game? Next week?
Tuesday?
Okay, so we're wearing these again on Tuesday?
Uh-huh.
Alrighty. But for today, we are talking Star Wars. We are talking the Marvel main comic, Issue 5 by Charles Soule. This was a damn good comic. This was like right up my alley. And I had a feeling you were going to like it too.
Yes, I enjoyed it. But at the same time, I also feel like you hyped it up.
I'll stop doing that. I won't hype them up.
So I was expecting a lot more than I got. So, I mean, it was still a very good episode, don't get me wrong. But yeah, I was kind of, okay. I was like, expecting more.
I will not hype them up anymore at all. I promise I won't do that.
No, it's fine because, I mean, most of the time it's true. But yeah, not this time. This time was a miss.
Okay. But this issue opens up in a cantina, and there is someone who looks a lot like Luke Skywalker, who is saying that his name is Luke Skywalker. And at first I didn't know if this was like a dream or something, but it turns out he's just like a guy posing as Luke Skywalker trying to get like a smuggling job, which tells me, because I wasn't sure like what Luke's status in the galaxy was, but this tells me that Luke is at least famous enough for people to try to pass themselves off as him for work.
Could you imagine if that was Luke, though? Like, if Luke Skywalker just briefly had a period in time where he was, like, trying to use celebrity status to make money because he was just, like, so against being a Jedi right now.
Maybe that will be him. We don't know what happens after Return of the Jedi. Maybe he does have, like, a low point where he's just like, screw it, I'm just going to smuggle spice. But it doesn't last long for him because Vader shows up and says, you can claim the name Skywalker. It doesn't matter. By tomorrow, no one will ever remember you lived. And he chokes the guy. So definitely not Luke. But he is, apparently the Empire is out scouring the galaxy for him. And anytime they hear the name Luke Skywalker, they call in Vader. And Vader's not happy about that. He tells this officer not to waste his time with false reports. If he calls him again when Luke, if it's not Luke, this guy's going to die. So, and presumably he goes off to do whatever he's doing in the Darth Vader comic right now.
Which, to be fair though, I mean, Vader is demanding that he be the one, like he's insisting that he's there when they take Luke in.
Yeah.
So, I don't think he cares how many times he gets called. I think he just gets pissed because it's like, you're calling me with, and the intel's not good. Like, vet your shit first. Like, don't call me. You have checked it.
And like, put yourself in that officer's shoes. Do you want to be the one who doesn't call Vader and it turns out that it was Luke and now Luke is dead? Like, no.
100%, and I like in the bottom, on page 5, the bottom panel, you can actually see a bead of sweat on the officer's head as Vader is, like, reprimanding him.
And then he says he has business on Vendoxa, which I'm kind of curious if I went back and looked through the other Vader comics, if that would tell us kind of where this is taking place in that story.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Huh. But I'm not going to do that. I don't have time for that.
That seems like a lot of effort.
Yeah. I'm just going to assume this is all occurring concurrently. But then we go to a planet that doesn't have a name as far as I can tell. Oh, Sirelia. So we go to a planet called Sirelia. It's Luke and it's R2, and he's off to find the Jedi lady from his Force vision. And she's working on a fishing dock. Luke finds her, and like a Skywalker, with no subtlety at all, he's just like, hey, are you a Jedi? And she runs away.
I mean, as we come to find out, to be fair, in his defense, he was never told it was a crime to be a Jedi.
Which, okay, we'll get into this like when they start talking about the Purge, because I have a thought on that.
Which is hella naive.
Okay, I'll just say it now. Obi-Wan literally tells him, like, the first day he meets him, like, Darth Vader hunted down and destroyed the Jedi. Like, what did... And, like, this lady's telling him about that, and he's like, what's the Purge?
In Luke's mind, he probably was, like, picturing they got scattered and eventually died off. Like, I think he's picturing Obi-Wan and Yoda, the only two Jedi he's encountered. I think he's imagining something like that happened.
Could be.
I mean, let's be honest. Mister, I want to go down to Tosche Station with my friends. Is not exactly the most mature person. I'm sure he's rather naive. And, you know, doesn't instantaneously just assume slaughtered all of them. Hunted them down, like sport.
I do have to keep in mind that, like, at this point, he's, like, 21, 22. Not so worldly, so, okay. I will accept the benefit of the doubt that you're giving him. So, a chase ensues. It's like a boat chase. And this lady, at this point, is definitely using the Force to get Luke off of her tail. He crashes, and he kind of, like, R2 saves him. R2's got, like, his little periscope eye thing. Luke hangs onto him. R2 drags him to the beach, and it has the greatest line in the history of any Star Wars comics. This is why I love Charles Soule. At this point, Luke says, whoa, good old sand. I ever tell you how much I love sand? And I just picture Anakin at this point just being like, liar!
Oh, boy. I love it. Yeah. It's fantastic.
So Luke chases her into a cave. And he comments that the Force seems to love caves. Because this reminds him of the cave on Dagobah. I thought at this point we would get, like, some Force vision stuff, but doesn't happen. Instead, this lady traps Luke in, like, a little underground cage thing, and the ocean is closing in on him, and Luke uses the Force to hold back the ocean, and he impresses this lady, so... And he impressed me. Like, Luke is, you can definitely see, like, in this series how Luke is starting to get kind of, he's becoming in touch with the Force, because in, like, the first issue, he's able to, like, destroy all the TIE fighters at one time just by tapping into the Force. And, like, here he's holding back, like, the entire sea. Like, Luke's getting impressive.
I think it's one of those instances where, and I feel like a good example is Kanan, kind of. In a sense, it's like, without being able to use the lightsaber, or, you know, other means to attack, such as a blaster and everything, you have to use the Force to kind of battle, and you have to utilize that in a way. So, like, he doesn't have the lightsaber, which almost could be a crutch in a way, whereas now he's forced to use the Force in order to survive, which is forcing him, which is making him actually, you know, realize how powerful it is and how useful and, like, multifaceted and everything that it can do. I think he's starting to realize that, you know, like he said, a Jedi isn't just their lightsaber.
This is making me think of Empire Strikes Back before Luke goes into the cave, when Yoda's like, "Your weapons, you do not need them." And Luke didn't learn that lesson then, but it's kind of like he's learning it now. Like, he doesn't have his weapons, and we're seeing what he can do when he kind of just lets go. So the lady starts engaging with him. She reveals that her name is Verla. And this is the second time Star Wars comics have done this to us, because, like, they give us this mysterious robe figure. They don't show us her face. It makes me think that it's going to be someone that we know, and then it's not someone that we know.
So at first I didn't realize he was talking about the woman he sees in his vision. I didn't realize it was a Jedi. Mm-hmm. And I thought we were going to get something involving Padme, honestly. That was my expectation, like, that he was having a vision of Padme. And then that clearly proved to be wrong, and then I was like, oh, Ahsoka, maybe? Question mark?
That would be cool.
Would be hype.
I'm still waiting for that to happen.
So, yeah, I don't know. And then it was like, oh, here's some random character.
Who we don't even know. We don't know if she was a Jedi or not. Like, she can definitely use the Force, but she says, "I'm no Jedi, and in my book, anyone who wants to be one is a fool." So, sorry, my dogs are barking in the back. My dogs are barking in the background. Sorry about that. Okay. Sorry about the dogs. But we get some cool, like, prequel callback here. She tells him about the Inquisitors, and she was kind of afraid that he was one, because at this point in the history, like, anyone who comes looking for a Jedi is pretty much an Inquisitor, because no one wants to be a Jedi anymore. She tells him about the Purge. He doesn't know what that is. And then we get a little flashback to a Jedi that I know who it is, but I'm going to have to be a bad fan and say I can't remember her name. But it's the one who dies on Felucia. We get a little look at the Grand Inquisitor, the Ninth Sister, and possibly the Seventh Sister or the Second Sister. I don't know who they are just to look at them, for the most part. And then, of course, we get Vader. And Vader is just standing on a pile of dead bodies looking. She calls him the monster of monsters, pure, true evil. And that is absolutely what he looks like in this panel.
It's an incredible panel.
And you can see the look on his face when she says Darth Vader. And that gives it, like, that gives him away to her. Because it was revealed, she revealed that she does know how to, like, she can read minds and emotions.
So, whenever I was in high school, I did a lot of drawing. I mean, I think I maxed out, like, all of my drawing classes, but I never actually, like, no matter what I was in, I didn't do the curriculum. I basically just did what I was good at, which was charcoal and chalk stuff. And I think I've showed you some of the ones of hockey players that I've done.
Yes.
Okay, well, I did... How I figured out I was good at it was the very first one we did is we were given pictures of Native Americans from that were photographed as refugees, not refugees, but like coming out of, you know, camps and stuff from back when the Trail of Tears was going on. And we had to pick one and we had to do it do a portrait of it. Out of charcoal and white chalk, and I did it, and it was really, really good, like decent. I don't want to say really good, but it was really decent. And I remember I took it home, and my mom asked me where I got this, and I said I did it, and she was like, "No, you didn't." I was like, "No, like seriously, I did. Look, like I signed it down there, like I did that, and everything." And my teacher at that point started realizing I was good at it, and, you know, I started getting a little bit more fine-tuned, and I drifted off into doing, like, sports stuff and everything with it and whatnot. But I did go back at one point and do, you know, the shot from Revenge of the Sith where he turns his head for the first time with the hood as he's marching up the Jedi Temple, and yes. It's, like, half his face is covered and he's got the evil eyes.
Yes.
Okay. I did that.
Do you still have it?
I don't think so. And it makes me mad because I don't have a picture of it either. But I did that, and then my friend wrote in really cool like calligraphy on the mat, like "Rise, Lord Vader." And it was hype.
I wish you still had that.
That's what I incredible. Picture his face to be under his mask right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I could absolutely see that. Well, because I mentioned when we were talking about the Vader issue last week that, like, even though he's wearing a mask, like, it amazes me how they still manage to give him, like, facial expressions.
I think lighting plays a huge part in that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But, like, yeah, and you know he has, like, the yellow eyes right there. That's an incredible, incredible drawing.
But I like how the name instantaneously is, like, a trigger for Luke.
Yeah.
Like, his, you know, his everything just about him instantly changes. And, shit, what's her name?
Her name is Verla.
Verla, and Verla immediately senses it, and, you know, we get the cross-cut image from the very first one of his hand being severed. And she's sensing that she immediately is realizing he's lying. Like, he's clearly someone important. She's hiding something, she goes after it, and eventually realizes that he is Vader's son.
And Luke is begging, he's like, "No, it's a lie, I know it's a lie," but she seals up this chamber, and she starts to drown him, and she says, "Good riddance," and that is the end of this issue. So... I want to know who this lady is. I think
guess is she was probably someone who was force sensitive that, you know, a Jedi, one of the Jedi that did serve, like, we know, one here or there did survive, kind of.
Right.
You know that to be true. I wonder if maybe one of those found her somehow. Maybe she was going to be a student of them. That's why she's skilled in the Force. But obviously she doesn't have a lightsaber. So I think maybe then like something happened and, you know, her master died or was arrested, killed by the Inquisitors, and that's why now she's on the run. She hides it and everything, but that would explain why she's drinking.
I want to know, so far the only people that we've seen that can, like, read people's minds in such an intrusive manner are dark side users.
This is also true.
So, and that kind of makes me wonder, like, what her deal was before. I can't even tell what her age is. Like, I can't tell if she's old enough to have been a Jedi during the time of the Republic.
I feel like she has gray hair, but like that means nothing,
right? She has, I mean, she does, like, she has a fairly young face. Like, there doesn't look like there's any like wrinkles or anything like drawn onto her face. So,
yeah, I don't know.
She could be like, she could be like a Cal Kestis type character whose master like died during the Purge, and she was like a Padawan at the time. She could be that.
Perhaps.
Or like you said, like it could be like, it could be like a Kanan, like Ezra type of situation where a Jedi found the Force sensitive person and started to train them. Like, it's intriguing. I want the next issue to come out very soon.
Yeah. When does that one come out?
I'm trying to see if I can find that now. I don't know. I just know it's not this month. The only other comic coming out this month that we're both reading is Darth Vader #4 is coming out next week.
Oh, and I'm so excited for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so the only thing we basically know about it is he's going to visit Padme's tomb on Naboo. Which, that's going to give me feels.
I don't disagree with you. I think it's going to be interesting because I somehow feel like, based on the kind of like the picture that they're giving us, you know, for it, have the feeling he's going to have some type of vision involving Padme there.
I'm trying to find the link to it.
You should mind your business.
There it is. Yeah, I mean, you know he's going to have a Force vision because, like, anything that ever happens involving Padme involves a flashback to a prequel, like, movie scene.
What I have a feeling this will be not to a movie scene.
Okay.
I bet my assumption is, or what I think would be really cool, rather, is to get something like we saw with Han and Kylo Ren.
Oh, so you think that, like, it's going to be a Force memory that talks to him?
Yes.
That would be cool.
Because we've already seen in this one, like, the butterflies are coming back. He's starting to, you know, Anakin's starting to crack through a little bit more and more. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, by the time we encounter him again in Return of the Jedi, if he had this, you know, this Force memory, this, you know, heart-to-heart supposedly with Padme, you know, about Luke and all that kind of stuff, I imagine that would probably play a huge part in, you know, helping to turn him.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, we will find out a week from yesterday.
Hype.
Yes. All right. Do we have anything else to say for this issue of Star Wars number 5?
Do not think so.
Any other Star Wars related things you want to bring up?
I do not think so.
Okay, great. This was a nice, short, sweet episode. You can follow me on Twitter at Darth Hockey. You can follow the podcast at Sits Giggles Pod. Krissa, where can people follow you?
I'm also on Twitter at Critter, K-R-I, 3 T's, E, 3 R's.
All right, and check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spreaker.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.